It's time now to get your outdoor report with Jeff Aliff.
Thanks, Amy. Good morning. A pleasant 18-degree day today with the wind coming out of the west, and wishing everyone a happy Heritage Day, celebrating, of course, the cultural wealth of South Africa, the heritage of the many cultures that make up our population. Sunrise today, 6:33, sunset at 16 minutes to 7, 18:44 this evening. No Peninsula Ramblers hike today, but there is a hike that has been organized by Tahir Osman of Take Back Our Mountains. They're going to be doing a Heritage Day hike, Troppieskop hike in Kalk Bay, meeting at Echo Valley and Boys Drive from 8:15 for a start at 8:30. Please wear your mask, and you'll be following COVID-19 protocols. The hike leader, as I said, will be Tahir Osman, and that is for Take Back Our Mountains. You can also go and have a look at their Facebook page, Take Back Our Mountains, to see when and where their hikes are happening. A month or so ago, I caught up with Amanda Dixon, who runs a company called Adventure Like a Girl. Amanda is a very qualified game guide. She used to work for Pinda as a nature guide. She's a phenomenal bird watcher, and she was about to launch her new venture, which takes female groups onto multi-day hiking, paddling, slackpacking adventures. And after a series of really successful trips, it's fair to say that things have taken off for her, to the point where all her new adventures are now selling out really quickly. And I caught up with Amanda yesterday, and she told me that she's obviously delighted with the way things are going.
Thanks, Jeff. I must say, yeah, I'm super excited. We have indeed had some wonderful tours and trips, and it's just the start. I've actually been working really hard on the 2022 calendar, and I've got some really fabulous trips lined up for 2022. At this stage, looking like a number of weekend and multi-day hikes, both supported slackpacking and unsupported, as in carry all. And then some really fabulous mountain biking trips as well. So I'll only be launching those probably towards the end of the year. It is quite busy towards from now until the end of the year, so I won't be launching anything just yet. But our next trip coming up is a walking safari, which I'm very excited about. There's not many Big Five reserves in the Western Cape, and we've got that coming up at the end of October. So very excited about that. That one is full. And then our next one is the Breda River, which is, although a softer adventure, there's some lovely things happening around that. Gin tasting, massages, and then two and a half really lovely days paddling on the Breda River. So we've still got about 10 spots open on that. So yeah, anybody who wants to bring a group of girlfriends for a really lovely weekend, that one is still open. So yeah, very excited, and I have a really good feeling about it. I think it's growing fast.
And just lastly, very quickly, how do they get hold of you?
So at the moment, I'm still building my website, but Facebook page is up, Instagram account is up, and all of my contact details are on both those platforms.
Adventure Like a Girl.
Adventure Like a Girl, indeed.
That's Amanda Dixon. As we start to make our way back into the summer, you can expect to start seeing more snakes on the mountains. And one of the fastest ways to fear them less, of course, is to learn more about them. The African Snake Bite Institute are presenting courses to teach the public more. They'll teach you snake handling techniques. You'll get comfortable with the various snakes that are familiar in our area. You can learn snake removals if you want. There's a venomous snake handling boot camp. And the next Western Cape Venomous Snake Handling Bootcamp takes place tomorrow, should I say on Sunday, at Butterfly World Animal Sanctuary in Klapmuts. There's also something on offer for the kids. You can book them into a hugely popular snakes awareness course on Sunday as well at Butterfly World. That course starts at 9:30. It finishes at 1 in the afternoon. And it'll teach kids about what is a reptile. It'll start with an overview of the common venomous snakes, and then the kids get a chance to handle some snakes, for example, corn snakes, mole snakes, a ball python. They can get hands-on experience with some very experienced handlers, which is, in my opinion, it's a great way to start teaching kids from an early age that these animals are not meant to be feared, they're meant to be respected, and you've just got to give it space. So that's it from me for today, and have yourselves a great Heritage Day, and I'll be back again tomorrow.
Thanks, Jeff. I loved that interview about the adventure like a girl, and her trip sound absolutely amazing. I'd encourage you, if you're able to get out there and check out one of those adventures.